From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Roy Blunt Jr., and Paul Provenza. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you all. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Steve from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hey, how are things in the exciting town of Grand Rapids? Oh, you've got some...
Hey, all right. No, here. Things are great. We had George Bush here not too long ago.
Did you really?
Yes.
How was that?
It was great. I've seen him before. He spoke at my college commencement.
Did he really?
And yeah.
How ironic.
Yes.
So he spoke at your college commencement, then he came to your town. Does he have a thing for you? Or?
Well, I think he does.
Clearly.
Think he really loves it. I think Grand Rapids is a tad bit conservative. I think that's why he shows up.
I understand.
Lots of fans here.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, Steve. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Steve's topic?
Check it out. I just bought a ham sandwich that Jennifer Aniston threw away for $70 on eBay.
This week, we read about an unusual piece of history, an artifact, that on the surface has no real value, but to some person out there could mean everything. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about odd but beloved memorabilia. Choose the true story. You will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
All right.
Ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
First, let's hear from Roxanne Roberts.
Pamela Anderson wants her breasts back. The Baywatch playmate had a boob job, then a breast reduction, and sold the original implants on eBay for charity. But, like a pair of perfect jeans, she misses the custom-made double Ds so much that she's offered to buy them back from the winning bidder, Susie Yen, a 27-year-old adult film actress. Anderson has a sentimental attachment to those specific implants, and so, although Yen is walking around with them, she's offered to pay for an operation and a new set for the actress, reports TMZ.com. But Yen has hired a lawyer and reportedly wants $1 million for the pair. These are some spectacular breasts, a source close to Yen told the gossip website. They're going to be very hard to replace.
Pamela Anderson wants a reunion with some old friends. Your next story that proves one man's trash is another man's treasure comes from Paul Provenza.
Well, Grateful Dead fans, or deadheads as they are known to their dealers, Grateful Dead fans had a chance to own a piece of that psychedelic dream. A guitar played by Jerry Garcia at some of the Dead's most famous shows fetched between $250,000 and $300,000 at auction, an auction of an assortment of Grateful Dead memorabilia. Former hippies turned doctors and lawyers also bid on items from ticket stubs to an unopened pack of Jerry Garcia's non-filtered Camels. One hot item was a rubber mat used by the band to wipe their feet before going on stage at various festivals. Caked with mud, grime, and decades-old dirt, a number of photographs prove conclusively that the filth is actually authentically the filth of the feet of the Grateful Dead themselves. Saved for years, decades, by Larry Ramrod Shirtleff, who didn't want to see the legacy of the band go unappreciated, it's one of those things, he said, that if it could only talk, what would it say? What did it hear? This rubber foot mat. Additional value may have been added to the floor mat by fans who could actually imagine the band having a conversation with the floor mat at some point in the 60s.
A floor mat that once served the Grateful Dead as they wiped their feet for sale. And your last story about a piece of history in the news comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
For most people, 10 toes are enough. For Horace Red Carstairs, owner of the largest used car lot in Hiawassee, Florida, an 11th toe has been, quote, essential to all I stand for, personally and professionally. That toe is pickled in a jar. It is said to be from the foot of Osceola, the Seminole war chief who died in prison after leading a revolt against U.S. imperialism. The toe may, in fact, be authentic because its zigzag shape fits a contemporary description. This week, a judge ruled that Carstairs must surrender the toe to the Seminole Nation, which sued him upon learning that the toe was on exhibit at the car lot. Carstairs argued that the toe had been in his family for six generations. Judge Andrew Klinkscales ruled that the toe, quote, was on Osceola himself previously and perhaps is running in his family still. The disposition of this grisly relic of a noble warrior should be at his descendants' discretion. Close quote.
So here are your choices. From Roxanne Roberts, Pamela Anderson wants her breast back, and we'll have to see how much she'll pay to get them. From Paul Prevenza, a floor mat with dirt wiped on it by the Grateful Dead. Or from Roy Blunt Jr., a toe that once belonged to the great Indian chief Osceola. One of these things was a real bit of historical memorabilia in the news. Which is the real story?
Well, you got me on this one. The mat, maybe. I'm going to go with the toe.
You're going to go with the toe?
I'm going to go with the toe.
Why do you, what about the toe appeals to you?
Well, the mat, I can see a super fan loving the mat, but there's certain authenticity in wanting your heritage back. A toe,
sure. All right, you've chosen Roy's story of the pickled toe of Osceola. That's a great name for a band right there.
That is.
We spoke to someone who was actually familiar with this item.
It looked like a black plastic bath mat, and it was very worn down from the guys stepping on it over and over. So Jerry Garcia's DNA from the bottom of his shoe might be on it.
That was Margaret Barrett, director of entertainment memorabilia for Bonhams and Butterfield's Auction House, talking about the mat that once served the Grateful Dead. Mm. I think she might be confused as to where a person's DNA might actually originate, but nonetheless,
although,
as you've heard,
although their consciousness was always altered, they could have tried to put their clothes on in ways we can't imagine.
You have to make a good point, Paul. Unfortunately, Steve, as you now have heard, it was in fact Paul who had the correct story. You were fooled by Roy. I can't blame you. It's a good story. You did earn a point for him,
but you did not win
our game. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you for playing, Steve.
I haven't fooled anybody in so long that I still feel bad. I feel dirty.
Thank you, Steve. And the next time you see the president, tell him we say hello.
All right.
And thanks for the good times.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.